I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey, everybody, Richard Blissbrook here for yet another Road to Diamond interview. Today, we're going down under. We got Alan and Linda Simpson from Sydney, Australia, who are currently camped out for the next year in Hobart, Tasmania. Why? Because they can.
Yeah.
And because they're about to become grandparents. And one of the beautiful things about being a rock star in network marketing is you can go live wherever you want to be a grandmother, grandfather, or to explore the world. Crown Diamonds that have been in Young Living since 2001. So these are long timers. And one of the interesting things I want to pull out of their story is it took them 7 or 8 years to go from customer to getting it, that there just might be an opportunity here. So we want to dig into what that delay was all about. And so say hi, Linda and Alan, and then we'll get into it.
Hi.
Hi.
There you go. So just as a reminder, what we're doing in Road to Diamond is my mission is to interview every diamond and above in Young Living, which will take me the rest of my life because they're going to advance faster than I can catch up with them and track them down, especially when they're halfway around the world. But we got the Simpsons, and they've got an incredible story about, hey, launching an entire country. So the first question I ask everybody, Alan and Linda, and you guys can fight over who answers, you can interrupt each other, or you can go in an orderly fashion and alternate. Do whatever you want. But the first question is, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Oh boy, that's a
long conversation.
That's just a
for
long
Alan.
Conversation for me. Linda, go first.
Teacher. So what? I taught high school.
High school?
Yes. And I also had my own tutoring business where it was a franchise form of it. And so we ran that for about 10 years as well. And now
how are you doing?
I'll do this fast, so follow. Mechanic, panel beater spray painter, earth moving fitter, bulldozers, machinery, heavy machinery, powder monkey, explosives. I had a skin cancer research company. Can I say that one? No, I can't say that one. So leave that one out. We had
pilot.
I was a pilot. I was a flying instructor.
Truck driver,
semi trailer, interstate, B doubles, road trains, welder.
Do you have attention deficit disorder?
ADD, ADHD. Before it even started, HD stood for high definition ADD. I was never happy with what I was doing. Always looking. I was the manager. I was the Sanitarium Health Food Company. I was the night senior foreman of Flake.
We got it.
Go on forever, and I better stop.
Suffice to say, Alan was confused.
No, he was an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur in the making.
And then he found Young Living. All right, yeah. So tell us the story as succinctly as possible. How did you find... or how did Young Living find you?
It found us?
It found us. I was constantly looking. I was sick of being lied to by network marketing companies and other companies promising big dollar returns. I was so over it. We lost $1 million from an investment that we thought was going to give us good returns, but all it did is make us fall flat on our faces. And then guy sent me a video, our upline. Oh, sorry, it was a CD called The Missing Link.
Cassette.
The famous Missing Link. And I've always been working with health and in the health industry, even though I had a lot of mechanical background, I was always fascinated by the body. People used to turn up on my doorstep after work and stay till midnight, wanting to find out what's wrong with their health. And I was unofficially, as a naturopath as well, that was another thing I didn't mention. I was training as a naturopath as well, which I didn't want to go down that road at all because another story. But I was always fascinated with the human body, and people would always be in my house till all hours of the night trying to work out how to get their health right. So that was a passion as well. So the mechanics of the body and the mechanics of mechanics just took over my mind. So this cassette turned up, and it was the one that made me open my eyes and wonder, who is this man, Gary Young? And I was lucky he actually turned up here in Sydney, and I went and saw him do a talk. And, yeah, just I felt something in Gary that was, everyone knows it was different. So I don't need to elaborate on that.
Right.
But it set me on a path. Essential oils pulled me out of the sky because I used to love flying, hang gliding, paragliding. And as I know, I was an instructor teaching people to get commercial licenses. And that stopped me. Young Living stopped me from flying. Not it was a bad thing. It actually changed my focus from being up there to being down here, high flying in a different area. And everyone knows once you're a pilot, you're always a pilot. You never get rid of it out of your blood. It's just there, right? Young Living
did.
It changed everything. Put me in a situation that I never thought was even possible to have a passion deeper than what I had for flying. And that's an impossible thing to happen for anyone that flies aeroplanes.
Yep,
or
I get it. I get it. So, all right. Well, then, Linda, did you go along for all of this from the beginning?
No.
Or did you catch up?
I think I must be the male in the family.
No.
Because most women, it's the other way around. But he would use all these oils, and I don't know why, but instinctively he was going for really smelly oils.
Emphasis on the instinct, really.
And I would say, go away, poo, you stink. So I didn't have a very pleasant experience with the ones he was choosing, like valerian. That probably went hand in hand with his ADHD.
Well, I used to sniff petrol when I was young.
Okay, darling, it's not about you.
I know, but I'm explaining why I used valerian. It's a form of Valium, and it was actually a sedative because they had me on Valium, and that took its place.
When you were younger.
Yeah.
But he would tell me stuff about the oils, and I'd go, yada, 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 you know. You never listen to what your husband says, really. But then I went and did some training on some doing energy work, and the guy who created the device had about 55 different modalities in there. One of them happened to be essential oils. And when he saw me using these, because I had no idea what I was doing, I just had them all lined up because Alan said, now breathe this in and put this here so you can remember what you're learning. And I was doing the regime. He went past me and said, do you use those oils? And I said, yeah, why? He said, those oils are in your biofeedback. And then my ears pricked up because he had no vested interest in Young Living. He was not a distributor. He had no, he wasn't making any income from it. And I thought, well, there must be something different to these because this guy was purely looking for high frequency products that he used. And so that's when I went, okay, tell me a little bit more about it. And I started then to incorporate it. And then as you see things happening, you kind of go, what the, how could that possibly happen? And that was the change for me.
And that device is the reason why we have all of the new energy devices that we have today, like the, what are they called, Tobi's and hand scanners and everything. That was the beginning of that, going back about 12, 15 years ago. So
longer. But yeah. That's what convicted me, not my husband, but an outside source.
Got it. So that, now, how do you explain the fact that you enrolled in 2001, but you didn't become or figure out or decide network marketing until 2008? What did you do for 7 or 8 years?
I was just using them, not wanting to tell anyone. It was like, shut up, don't tell anyone, because previously I got excited and passionate about a product, and all it did was my friends of all sorts of things, they got excited for 10 minutes and then realized that later it wasn't what I was telling them. So I was totally, I was over it. I didn't want to know anything about business. Go away. If you talk to me about business, get lost. I want to know a deep, I want to get the deep passion, the deep understanding of the facts of is this real or isn't it? And don't come lying to me, otherwise I'll put you in your place. And so our friend who sent me the cassette, Chris, he turned up one day and he said to me, did you know that this oil, it was actually Lavaderm, can stop a burn? And I've gone, you're kidding me. And I'm thinking, if you're telling me the truth, fruitcake, why doesn't all of the burns units in the whole world use this little fantastic little bottle of whatever you're telling me it is? And I'm going, oh, I've had so much enough of people lying to me, telling me that this product's good and it's not, and I've had that for years.
So that was still the beginning of the 7 years. That was
the beginning of it. But that made me go, what is this?
All right. So fast forward 7 years of experiences.
Yeah.
And what happened that you saw the light that this was a network marketing opportunity that required, if you're going to take advantage of it, that you build a team? And Alan, it sounds like you were very familiar with network marketing. So I'm sure Gary wasn't hiding the fact that you were network marketing. What happened that you all of a sudden woke up and smelled the commission checks?
Well, actually, that's probably not the case, because Gary wasn't hiding the network marketing, but they never really talked about it either. So for a company that's been around so long, it's only been the last 5 years or so that they have been more proactive with that.
And remember what I used to tell people? They'd come to me and ask me about business, and I would actually say, Don't you talk to me about business. Go away. And Linda would say, what are you doing? And I'd say, well, there's the door. Come back when you've got a deep-centered passion and get an experience with these oils. Then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I think what changed it was, one, over the long period of time, we saw the benefits that we were getting by incorporating the products in our life. We saw the check every month doubling, which it normally doesn't do that.
Not in normal,
businesses. And the effort that we were initially putting in was we were sharing it. But the reason was, I said to Alan, you know, this boat is going to be going down this stream, and we can either let it bang on side to side and take its time to get to the stream end, or we can use the rudder and actually direct it to get down there faster. So that's when the check started. I think our first check was $3 and it started to grow, and that's what gave us the aha moment that maybe this is something we could use, because we had already seen that the product was of value. 8 years is a long time. It's probably the, as a friend of ours says, the most expensive years of our life that we didn't do Young Living from the beginning as sharing it. But it's also, we came to the realization that when we didn't do that, we actually have friends or people that didn't get the benefit of those products a lot sooner because we didn't talk.
Right. And what people don't realize about waiting even a year is, let's say you're going to do this for 30 years or 40 years. if you wait a year before you start building, you actually permanently postpone not that year of income, but the highest income year you'll ever have is perpetually 1 year away. And so it's actually lost income. Waiting a year could cost somebody 50 grand, 100 grand, $1 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever your biggest year is ever in your career, that's how much it costs you to wait a year to get started. You waited 8 years. You waited 8 years. So if you want to know what that costs you, all you have to do is think about where will your business be 8 years from now?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then look at the contrast of volume and income times 8. That's how much it cost you, millions. But you didn't know that at the time, and we forgive you because everybody in their own time at their own pace. And so I'm curious now, okay, you decided, okay, let's steer the boat down the middle. Let's be intentional. Did you go somewhere, access somebody, something to get your strategy, your training for how to go intentional, how to build, or did you just rely on previous network marketing experience and intuition?
Failed in all of them. Every single previous network marketing company was a complete failure.
And you probably didn't really learn.
I didn't learn anything from any of them. It was just the fact that I had super glue stuck on my pants that kept me on the horse, and there was nothing that could push me off.
And you personally enrolled 150 people in that first year of building. That's over 10 people a month.
Yeah, and sometimes it was actually about 30 people in a month.
And well, how did you do that? What was your...
Well, when we first started, we had no idea to actually proactively share more. And we had the marketing manager from Young Living in Australia rang us up and he said, do you realize you're coming second in the world for a cruise? And we went,
what cruise?
We had no idea. But what we did had decided, forgetting all the cruises, the competitions and whatever, we had set a target of what we wanted to achieve. And that target was basically to earn $10,000 a month so we could leave our other jobs that we were doing. And so we knew that the only way that could happen was to have more people using the products. So there was no going to trainings to learn a strategy. It was purely exposure.
At that time, we were managing that high rise and I had my earmuffs on.
He was getting educated on Gary's talks.
4 o'clock every morning, I'd get up and I'd do the rounds about 12-story building, whatever size it was, I would have these plugged into my ear. And for 4 hours every single day, I had Gary in my ear because we had access to all of those lectures.
Right.
And, oh, boy, and every time I spoke to someone, something was coming out of my mouth and I'd never, ever stopped talking about what I was learning because I couldn't contain it. It was exploding out of my head. Not shut up.
Besides just talking to everybody, did you do any kind of events or trade shows or tabletops or?
I think we were the first to actually ever do markets in Australia.
Yeah, because I said to Linda one day, I said, we're going to do a market and I want to get out there and just talk about what I'm learning. So we put a market tent up and I said, rain, hail or shine, it doesn't matter if there's an earthquake or there's a bridge down. We're going to get to that market every single Sunday for the next year to year and a half, and nothing's going to stop us. And that's exactly what we did. We never, ever stopped. It doesn't matter if it's freezing cold or boiling hot, we were there. And that really did give us a boost because we had a clear intention to just do X, Y, Z. We didn't know if we were right or wrong. Had no idea. Had no one to teach us. There was no training. There wasn't even any business model back then.
Right. Well, you actually accidentally or intuitively kind of followed the four-year career.
Intuitively,
You made silver your first year, gold your second year, platinum your third year.
and 3.8 years.
In your fourth year.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty extraordinary. Today, yeah. Boy, how many people we got to hear somewhere? Actually, I'm missing it. How many people total on your team?
14 and a half. I mean, it fluctuates, goes up and down. You know, it could get to 15, come back to 14, 14 and a half, and 14,000.
Average is 14,500.
14,500, I guess.
Yeah. But you know, when Chris first showed us his virtual office, when we thought, oh, we should look at this as a business, he had 80 people in his team. And I looked at Al and I said, do you think 80 people would ever be interested in this?
When you know the principle of me plus three, rinse and repeat. Man, well,
that sounds like a nugget. Tell us about that.
Well, that's the ultimate simple business model, which you know how they say they have a napkin.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
draw the plan on napkin. Well, I draw the plan on here. M plus three. That's it. That and you rinse and repeat. You do that to the fourth level, you're silver. Do it again, another three. Do that to the fourth level. By the time you've trained your people to do it, you're diamond because you don't need to test the top. And that's the business model. You don't even need to really go and learn anything. You don't need to do training, which people don't like because people like to charge money for training. So that doesn't work well in their philosophies. But in my philosophy, we really don't need to pay for training because all you need to do is find a way to find those three people and teach them to find a way to find three people. And if you did that in 3 months and it was perfect positions of everyone, you'd actually have over 6 billion people in your organization in about 3 months. That's impossible. Yeah. The whole world would be there. It doesn't work like that. But how powerful it is, me plus three.
Yeah, and anybody can get three people. It's not how to. All the people, including me, charge for training on how to. But really, that doesn't matter if somebody understands why to.
Yes.
So if I'm motivated enough, I don't need to know how to get three people. I'll just go get them.
Yeah,
which is what we did. That's the only philosophy we had, and we knew that check to grow, there had to be another person coming in, so that was the target.
And this system is not going to be taught by someone that actually makes money out of the system because they can't make money out of the me plus three, which is a damn shame because it's the most simplest way to build a business.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love that. Really small, duplicatable, anybody can see it, anybody can believe it, anybody can do it model. And if you just keep rinsing and repeating it, you get exponential growth.
You don't need to know the business plan.
Yeah, it's the essence of network marketing. Yeah. So
what are they doing? 100 PV on autoship.
Right. Bang. Yep. End of story or beginning of story.
Yeah.
So tell us this, you two. I know we could talk for hours, but we don't have hours because we only have people's attention for 30 minutes.
Really? What?
Yeah, that's it. Here's the reality. Most people that are listening to this podcast, are seniors, senior star, executives, maybe silvers. The higher you go, the fewer there are that are listening. And most of the people in those ranks are struggling. They kind of got past their initial enthusiasm, whatever they got done when they first enrolled, maybe the first 2 or 3 months, that's kind of over. And now they're trying to figure out, okay, where do I go from here? How do I get motivated? What do I do? What do I think? What should I believe? Where should I go? Who should I tap into? There's a lot of questions. You could answer them all with U plus three, rinse and repeat. And that's fine if you want to answer that question this way. But what I want you both to do, you take turns doing it, is speak to these people. So speak directly to them. And remember, they could be anywhere in the world. And they could be listening now, or they could be listening a year from now, or they could be listening 10 years from now. And they have the same issue. They really want to build something in Young Living, and they're struggling. That's most of the people listening. They're struggling with their mental game, or they're struggling with something. What would you say to them if you're the last person on the planet that ever gets to say anything to them? And Gary or Alan, you go first. That way, Linda will get to put the crescendo on it.
Okay, I've got the juice. I have the juice. There's a franchise in Hollywood. And you all know this franchise because it has gone extremely big, probably one of the biggest franchises in history in Hollywood, and it's called Marvel. You started off with the Marvel comics, and then you start get the Marvel heroes, and you get all of these Marvel supermen that are in, all got their own superpowers, which is like Richard Brooks had his Superman superpower. So why did Marvel grow so big and is so revered and loved by just about every generation of person? There's only one reason, and this is a similar reason why back in the old days there was a man called Jesus Christ who was in that same category as one of these Marvel comics amazing people. Or any of those people in the past. Because every single human being is looking for a hero. Everyone, no matter what color you are, what age you are, everyone's looking for a hero. Everyone's looking to look up to someone. For what reason? Because they are nice people. They're good people. All their intention is to help, and they want to nurture and love and give passion and feel that they're being listened to. And I know that Gary Young was one of those people that was my hero.
Well, he had that kind of impact on people, Alan.
These are tears of happiness.
Yeah.
Take over.
Why did he have that impact? What did he do that made him be that way? Was it his attention that he gave you?
Yeah. He was a person that when you were speaking to him, he was present. He was listening. And when you've got that presence, people want to be close to you. They want to hold you. They want to hug you. They just want to be close. They want to know that you're real and you care about them. And all of these heroes have that thing. Even they portray it even in the movies. Like you see these superheroes, they might be in a war zone, and these little kids come up to them because, oh, look who's here. Like they just love to be there. Now, I've got these pair of overalls that a guy gave me, and they're the American Army overalls, and I love these overalls. I wear them here just because they keep me warm and they're very well made. I'm walking through a thing like a Home Depot the other day, and this little boy walks past me and he turns around to his mummy. He says, "Mummy, mummy, mummy, I just saw a soldier. I just saw a real live soldier." And I can hear this out of my ears. I just kept walking because I didn't want to make a scene, but they were just my overalls. But he looked at me like I was that hero. Now, if we can get that feeling of love and passion and connectedness with our people, they're going to want to follow. They're going to want to do what you're doing. So it really is about creating that energy that comes out of the heart. So people just, for whatever reason, they just love you. And that creates a following that's explosive and is like an atomic bomb, and this mushroom happens. And that's what people want.
Yep. People want to be part of something bigger than them. So yeah. Linda, I'm new, or maybe I've been around 2 or 3 years. I'm an executive. I'm falling out of qualification. Oh my gosh. The world's coming to an end. We're not maintaining rank. But here's a thought for the network marketing community. What if there was a network marketing company and there weren't any ranks?
That would be good.
That'd be really cool.
That would have worked.
So we digress. So Linda, I'm an executive. I'm struggling to maintain my rank. I know intellectually in my head, all I need to do is enroll people. But the way I language the question as that struggling executive is, well, how? Who do I talk to? What do I say to them? What do I do if they say no? Like, speak to me, Linda, to get me to move.
Okay.
Because you and I know it is as simple as just flipping a switch and then we go to work.
Yeah.
So what would you say to me?
Well, the first thing I would say is exactly what you said, and that is don't focus on that rank. Focus on what your bigger goal is. And for us, it was $10,000. So we just kept working towards that outcome. So if it's $1,000 you've set, then focus on how do I keep getting that to grow. But one thing that we found too was that when someone truly understands what they have in their hands, they can see why that money or that target can be reached. And a really simple way is go and get, because most people when they're executive or below, they don't actually still see it as a business. They think they're just starting. But if they actually do their previous month's OGB and they multiply that by 12, and for us in Australia, we then multiply it by 1.6 to give us our dollar value, then you look at that income stream and you'll be surprised at how huge your organization already is for what you've achieved at that level.
Right.
So once you know what you actually have, and we've done this with a lot of people, and they've realized they've got like $2 million going through their team, or, you know, what, nearly $200,000 or whatever. And I look and you say to them, how many businesses out there actually are turning over that income? And most of them are stumped going, well, there's not too many. And they realize, or you realize then, you have something big. So when it's the mind game, as you said, when that mind starts to play havoc with you, ignore rank and focus on the fact that you too truly have a business. Now, where we find it falls short is, and everybody tells you this, tell your story and then close. And people go, I can't sell. And that's one of the biggest things that slow you down. The lower you are in the rank, the more you have that mindset after a while, and particularly if a few people say no and the earth doesn't collapse. But anyway, say, you know, you feel like it's going to, we get discouraged. And if you really focus on where you're wanting to go, that discouragement can be lessened if you distract yourself from the rank, or I've gone back in rank, or whatever it might be. So for us at the moment, currently, right now, we're always a couple of thousand shy of Crown Diamond. But we go, so what? It's going to come back up again. And so it's the mindset of going, it's the process, I know this works, having the belief that it works. Now, that selling part is the biggest thing that people struggle with. And I think for us, I always say to people, yeah, right, currently, right now, you're an entrepreneur. And what is the job of an entrepreneur? Their only job is to tell a story and then to make an offer. Not to close, to make an offer. What's that offer going to look like? Is it to say, hey, you need to help me do this, or you need to attend this, or can I connect you with someone who's currently already doing this and has the experience for you to have a look at it. Whatever the offer is that they feel comfortable with, learn the art of making the offer. And that really hit home for me because we were in Tasmania probably about 5 years ago. We were at an event and there was a young lady there. And for me, at every event that we do, I always at the end say, tell me, because I never ask a question I don't know the answer to, and I will always say to them, tell me something you heard today that you really liked. Because now I'm getting a positive response. It's making me feel good too that I didn't botch it. And even if they don't get connected, that's cool. But I always ask for that because that is something that you need to put in your story every time you talk then, because you know that it impacts people. So I said this. And then I said, one of the girls said, well, I want to get an account set up. And I said to her, would it be okay? Because while we were talking, she said, I heard about these oils 2 years ago. And she said, I ended up getting connected with another company, but I feel the marketing I got from there was not the value I was perceived to be getting. And she said, I've come back to knowing more about these. And I said to her, would it be okay if you actually said, told me, why was it that 2 years ago when you heard about this, she obviously knew there was something to them, why didn't you get an account set up? And this is a rhetorical question, but do you know what she said? She said,
no one asked me to.
That's it. No one asked me. And that's when I realized that making that offer, tell your story, incorporate things that are making your story more powerful, and then make the offer.
Yeah, make and the offer could be as simple as, would it be okay if we set you up on an account? Or would it be okay if you tried some products? Or would it be okay if you ordered some products?
Yeah, just and beautiful. Getting out of that mind game. But the biggest thing is don't focus on rank, as you said. Focus on your outcome, which is, you know, set yourself a goal of what the income needs to look like for you. And you can add to that as you go, right? But we needed that amount to finish off with what we were doing. And so we had that target and we just kept nudging our way. And as the check kept growing, it kept giving us the incentive. And here's the other thing. Sometimes you back off and don't do anything, but the check still stays there.
Right. So
imagine what would happen when they're talking to their senior stars, these executives that are falling in rank, and they then say to them, now imagine what your business could look like if you actually, we did something together. Let's work on something together. So it's always a team effort, isn't it? So when you're falling back, it's because you're trying to do it all by yourself instead of surrounding yourself with a team that wants the same thing.
And if your brand does fall back, like ours went from crown back to diamond, then goes back to crown, then goes back to diamond, back and forth, well, don't get discouraged because it's just the way the business runs. And the money wise between the two, when you're these ranks isn't, you know, you're probably looking at about a $5,000 difference or $4,000 difference between those two ranks. But
it's a marathon. It's a marathon made up of a series of sprints. And if we looked at the 25 years of Young Living, every year's sales, it would look like this.
Yeah.
And so how we get discouraged is we look in this little microcosm of this month, last month, 3 months ago, even this year, and we should be looking at 10 years or 25 years and give ourselves some grace because we can't control what everyone on our team is doing.
Right.
And, like, you know, they're not like a symphony. They're more like herding cats, right? Yeah. So getting them all to meow at the same time, it's a bit of a challenge. You two are precious. You're hysterical. You're chock full of wisdom. You should create your own training program, Alan, and charge for it.
No. By the way, that whole thing about the Marvel was to say that that person needs to be that hero to be able to let people gravitate to them. That builds their business.
Yeah. The people that struggle, what I like to tell them is, well, maybe take the focus off of you. Like, what are people going to think about you? Who are you going to talk to? And think about other people. Because if you found value in Young Living, if you said yes, if somebody had the courage to talk to you, well, are you that much different than the people you know? Maybe the only thing that's missing is the courage to talk to them. And sometimes that courage can come from thinking about them instead of thinking about you. Like, is it in their best interest for you to at least ask them? And if it is, then be a servant leader and go ask somebody to take a look.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go. I love you too. We miss you. Thank you for your hospitality when we were in Australia. And yes, we'll see you soon.
All right.
Remember, everybody, Road to Diamond. Check them out. And remember, the work is worth it. Richard Blissbrook signing off with Alan and Linda Simpson from Hobart, Tasmania.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRANK.com. We'll see you there.